Hi, I'm Catherine Sarpong, a veterinarian with Companion Animal Parasite Council.
And I'm Dr. Rick Marinson. CAPC is a nonprofit board made up of veterinary parasitologists and practitioners. Our mission is to inform veterinarians and educate pet owners about the effects of parasitic diseases that can get into both our pets and people. Each month at PetDiseaseAlerts.org, CAPC publishes a 30-day parasite forecast. This will give you the information about risk down at the county level. And every April, we release a national forecast. This year, we are highlighting the importance of Lyme disease.
We're seeing Lyme disease in 2023 spread to areas that we have not traditionally seen. It's always up in the northeast. That's the areas highlighted in red and orange on the map behind me. We're seeing it move more southerly and westernly as this season goes on from the tick spread.
Lyme disease is also considered to be zoonotic, which means a disease that can infect both people and animals. Dogs actually serve as the indicator. We happen to test far more dogs every year than we do for people with Lyme disease. All that data in dogs, though, has led to research that has demonstrated that the risk of human disease parallels that in dogs. So when you look at the maps and you see an area that's really high issue for Lyme disease in dogs, that's going to be true for people as well. Now, you cannot catch Lyme directly from your dog or vice versa. The bacteria that causes Lyme disease has to come through the bite of an infected tick.
It's very important that you talk to your local veterinarian because they're the experts on your specific area, your dog's lifestyle, and what those risks are. Your local veterinarian will likely recommend testing every year for these tick-borne diseases in your dog to see if they've already been exposed, since they don't always tell us that they're sick. There are vaccinations for Lyme's disease that may be appropriate for your dog, and most importantly, year-round, are preventatives. These preventatives keep your dogs from getting the ticks to where they attach and transmit the disease. And healthier pets mean healthier families.
And please go to PetDiseaseAlerts.org for more information, to see the parasite forecasts in your county, and to use this information when you travel with your pet. Make sure that you're protected before you leave home. Again, that is PetDiseaseAlerts.org.